Douglas Diamond.
Hey Doug, it's Nikki
Oh, hey,
again.
hi. Yes, Rita.
Yeah, sorry we got cut short there, Doug. I just wanted to check in and see if I've sent you the final list from Nico of the options that
Okay,
he had in
I didn't
mind.
look at that yet. I think the last one I looked at didn't have anything H color. It was all G or better. And did some of the final list have anything in H?
Yes, so the two carat even HSI1 triple X none for $14,750. No black inclusions at all. Should be a VS2. Beautiful, stunning diamond.
Okay. That's at least we're getting,
Closer
ballpark to the price.
to. Correct. And
Yeah.
then he had a look at another ESI2, and he says he can guarantee he had a look at the diamond, the cert, everything. There is no black in the diamond, and we could send this as a third option just so that she can see the difference in size for the exact same, color and clarity, but also no black inclusions at all. Triple X. Medium fluorescent, so it's literally the same diamond, same color, same clarity, same triple X, same medium, just smaller than the 227 that she has. This one is a 201, and then net price is $13,919. Now I'm just worried if she sees the SI2 on the cert, she might get, I don't know, but the actual diamond itself, no black inclusions, as per Nico.
I'm like you. I don't know. I love, the possibility of her accepting that stone, but I guess it won't hurt to have it, and then we.
Then we have a VS2, SI1, and SI2.
I mean, I don't see any other options. If he handpicked those, then he's saying they face up apparently very nice.
Absolutely. And he's been doing diamonds for over 30, 40 years. So,
Yeah, I respect his opinion for sure. In fact, it's funny, while we weren't speaking, I spoke to a guy in Montana, of all things. Well, he's got a home in North Carolina, but he also travels plenty, and he's got a home up there. And I called him, and I said, I've got an amazing diamond. I'm talking about the original diamond now that they're rejecting. And I thought, maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky with somebody else. So he sent me
Correct.
back a text and said, he sent me back a text and he said, send me a picture. And of course, and then I sent it back to him. I said, well, now it's because I had suggested for his wife putting it into a pendant because she's got a million rings and she's got 4 carat diamond rings on her hand. So this would
Oh,
be impressive.
stunning.
And so I mentioned the pendant. Well, then I had to send back to him that it was not mounted up. It's only loose. I mean, I'll still send him the picture, obviously. But
Correct.
so I don't even want to get my hopes up on that one. I'm just grasping at straws now,
Oh, I
trying to come
feel
up with something that you and I both will be thrilled with, and wound up with two sales instead of one. It could happen.
You
It could
see?
happen.
It does. It happens.
It would be one in a dozen, but that's okay. It could happen. So yeah, I've already got my feelers out just to try to move that stuff. Heck, it's such a beautiful stone. I even thought about acquiring it for my inventory. But to be very candid with you, my normal customer now, as you well know, is buying lab grown. And I hesitate to purchase it myself just for inventory. And then everybody's coming in wanting 2, 3 carat lab. And I sit on that one, not because of the so-called black spot, which is not, but just because it's a natural diamond and it's very expensive. not very expensive for what it is, but very expensive, relatively speaking, for lab grown. And that's the only reason I'm even hesitating by myself. Just buying the darn thing and saying, you know what, that's too good to pass up. I'm keeping it. Because now that I'm looking at the other prices of stones, that yes, they're slightly superior, but my goodness, I mean, way different price in difference. Price. Way different.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, Doug, I'm not too sure if I mentioned to you, but we have a lifetime trade-up policy. So even if you do decide to keep that diamond and by, let's say, March, you're still sitting with it, you can just easily say, Nikki, I want to trade this in for, I have a call for, 2-carat oval. I'd like to trade this round in. It's in its original condition. Cert is, you still have the original cert. We trade it in dollar for dollar and just ask you to spend $1 more. You'll never be stuck.
So there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's the beauty. I agree with you. You're really not officially stuck with anything. Yeah, I mean,
even
that's
our
a
lab
consideration. Well, the old time that would come into play is I think you sent me, I've got a 2-point, in fact, I've got a 2-point something lab that you sent me that's beautiful. The only time that would come into play, somebody like one of the 5-carat, you know what I mean? And I said, then I'll switch out the 2 for a 5 and pay the difference and they win, you and I win, everybody's happy, you know. But on the natural stone, oh boy, it's a great buy at 13.2, whatever, but for me to sit on it right now, well, let's see if my Montana guy gets back to me, and then more importantly, the original Mike and Angie, the ones that are originally working on this other one, maybe we can satisfy them. Maybe we can satisfy them some way, somehow. He's got the money, for goodness sake, but I know how he is, and he's going to have to tell her that it's an even swap. And in order to get him to even get close, maybe I could get $1,600 bucks more out of him, but I don't think anything more than that. So I don't know.
See what you can do. I know Nico already knows the scenario of what happened and that the other diamond is possibly coming back. I actually told him that it is coming back. So I know that we can work something out, I mean, in terms of price, should it come to that. I'm going to send you these 3 options. If they like one of the options, and, you know, the budget is a bit tight, let me know. I'll speak to Nico and see what we can do.
Okay. And he feels very good about these 3 stones as far as one, like you said, pretty much tit for tat with the other one, except not as visible, shall we say, to her so-called black spot. And the SI face is very, very nice, correct?
Correct.
And they're all 2 or larger, though. None are under 2.
None are under 2-carat.
Okay. Yeah, because the whole thing was to step up from the 1.5-carat, and we did such a marvelous job of doing that with a 227. I mean, when we set them side by side. Oh, it was amazing when we set it side by side with her original stone. Not only was it larger, it looked like a showpiece next to it. I mean, it just danced. Of course, I had my lights in the store, you know, in the office.
Yeah.
It just looked like a million bucks. And for her to just say yes, 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 and then take it to this so-called appraiser, and all of a sudden, oh, I can't handle it. Mike calls me up, and he's flipping out, and while he was on the phone, she was calling him again. I mean, she just went off the rails. And I don't know. I don't think in my history I've had a client exactly like this that is, runs people off and the insurance people don't want to insure.
She's looking for approval from everyone else where she, you know, she should have, if she said yes to it the first time, why go and seek a second opinion? If you like it, why do you need someone else to say yes or no to it?
Exactly. And the original stone, the carrot and a half, she should be thrilled because I think it's inflated. I think it's way inflated. I didn't do the appraisal, but she took that original carrot and a half. I think I sold it to them for $10,500 maybe. I don't recall exactly, but it seems like in the neighborhood of $10,000. She got a $30,000 appraisal on it. And that wasn't me. That was, yes. So, I mean, she should be thrilled. In fact, that's part of the, now it's become part of the problem because this person that now says this, the 2.27, and they said straight up it was worth 35,000 or 34 something, right at 35,000.
Yeah.
But she's saying, well, that's such a little bit of difference. I'm less than $5,000 between the carat and a half and the 2 carat. That doesn't make any sense. And she's not, then she's the black spot, and on and on and on. So we've run into a brick wall with her.
Yeah.
However, we're gonna sell them some. Simple as that. It's just going to take a little more effort and figuring out what we're gonna do with her. And I'm not gonna mount it. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not gonna mount that thing. She is going to have to take it to someone else, and it's going to be their problem.
Since she knows so much about diamonds, let her mount it herself.
That's right. That's right. Since she's such an expert. Exactly. Yeah.
So here you go. Here's the diamond. You go mount it.
That's right. Yeah. I hope so. Oh, sorry, amounts it to 925 sterling silver. Tells her it's platinum.
Oh, I could just picture her reaction.
These
are three good options, Doug. And I mean, if you receive them tomorrow and you see that maybe, okay, this one you don't want to show, no worries. You can only show whatever you feel confident in. At least you have three to choose, perhaps the top two, you know, from to show her. And also mention the lifetime trade-up policy to them. They'll never be, if they want to come upgrade within another year or two or whatever the case may be, you can send mm-hmm. that diamond right back to us and we can trade it up dollar for dollar.
Okay. Oh, and speaking of that, long story short, I'm going to also buy the oval lab grown that you sent me. So that's I'm keeping the inventory. Amazing. Actually, the guy's not. But I've got to take this call. It's a guy from Montana.
Sure.
I'm going to take this call.
I am crossing fingers. Thanks, Doug.